What is up, everyone? Welcome back to the Fantastic Duo Show on another beautiful summer quarantine day. You know, I'm here with the one and only Mr. 25th anniversary of the Power Ranger movie himself, Steve Cardenas. What's up, Steve?
Hey, what's up? Oh my God, I feel so damn old now. It's freaking insane. I can't believe it's been 25 years since that movie premiered. That's not even when I started. That was like, I started like 26 years ago, and now that movie's already 25 years old.
Isn't that crazy?
It's just nuts, man.
Is that crazy?
It is crazy.
But you know, we're happy, man. We're here, and we have you here, and you know, people just are having a good time on the chat room right now. They're going crazy.
Oh,
and
nice. Cool,
In part, why? Tell them why, though. Why are they so excited?
Well, I mean, I don't know why they're excited. Only they can tell you why they're excited. I would imagine probably part of it is because of one of the guests that we have on today. You know, when we were started doing this podcast, like every single week, now we do twice a week, as you know, and every single week we've been having like, you know, men on there all the time, and people were starting to hit us up going, hey, how come you don't have any women on there? I said, well, you know what? Let's make it a women's week. We're going to make it a women's week. So right now we want to introduce you to our first guest. She's a wonderful human being, like just the nicest person that you'll ever meet, like not just on camera, but all the time. And just a fantastic person. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome from Power Rangers Time Force, Ms. Erin Cahill.
Aww.
Hey! Hi! How are you?
Steve Cardenas. Hello. An intro like that, how could I not be great?
Well, you know, I mean, it's hard not to. I mean, like, you know, I remember when we first met, I was like, how is it that somebody is this, like, this nice of a person? You know what I mean? Like, sometimes people are nice and you can see that it's superficial, but, you know, like with you, it's not like that at all, you know? I mean, you literally just love every single person that you ever encounter, you know? And it just brings, like, so much joy to people. It's really weird, you know what I mean? Sorry, I'm blowing, like, a lot of smoke right now, but it's true, though.
No, I'm just like, I thank you. I'll just say you are blinded by love because you're a dear friend of ours, me and my husband, you know, but I do take that. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart. It's, but I've always, you know, I told you this, I've always been that way. Like I've always just been, my mom would hold me and she would feel me tugging. It's because before I could even speak as a baby, I would be reaching for humans. I just love humans.
Aww, I love that. Yeah, it's so cool. I mean, so Erin and I met each other, Alex. Erin and I met each other for the first time at like a Comic-Con. I think we did the Lexington Comic-Con. That might have been the first
one that I met her.
And that was with Jason Font was there, and JDF was there, and Bulk and Skull was there, and Allison McKenna, and a bunch of people were there. A whole bunch of Rangers were there at that one. And it was a huge, huge showing. And a lot of fans came, and it was amazing. And then that's when I first got to meet this person. And I just remember, because at that time, you know, you were single at that time. And I was like, how is it that somebody that's this nice and this good looking and all this stuff is single? Like, if she hasn't found love, there's never going to be any hope for me ever, you know? And then I remember, like, then one of the next cons that we did was in Texas. And that was when you decided to bring your new man along, who is now your husband. His name's Paul Freeman. And I was like, I was skeptical at first. I'm like, okay. So she's found somebody now. Let's see if we like this guy. Wasn't sure. I held my reservations. And then we were in the break room, and he brought out his guitar. Remember that?
Oh, my God.
And then he started singing. And all of a sudden, I'm like, okay, I think I love this man now. You know what I mean? Like, and I seriously, like, and Erin will know, this is not a joke. Like, Paul and I have had like a bromance, like, for sure. Like, I mean, when we were still living in LA, I used to go hang out all the time, and sometimes I'd just hang out with Paul and not even Erin.
That's exactly true. Like, I'd be like, babe, what are you doing? He's like, Cardenas called me. We're having happy hour. I was
like, yep. Sorry, Erin. I'm gonna steal your man for a while. Yeah, anyway, so I'm sure maybe Paul's lurking around in the background. Just tell him we said hi, and tell him I miss him for sure.
I will. He might pop in at the end to say hi to you.
Oh, sure. That'd be great. Yeah, that'd be great. Awesome. So, okay. God, I mean, we probably have a lot of stuff to unpack, right, Alex?
What
are we talking first?
We do. Well, one of the things that while you guys are talking, I'm fixing. For some reason, Twitch can't hear me, but you guys can. We'll fix that problem. It's not a big deal. But one of the things that I would like to get to know is tell us about how you started into the acting, and how'd you get into the Power Rangers gig, you know? Like, were you a big fan?
Aw, well, First of all, thank you for the question. You know, it's funny. I knew what Power Rangers was, but truth be told, I hadn't seen it before I got it. So I got it and I was like, oh, I better watch some of this.
You better brush up on shit.
Yeah, right? I was like, I better know what I'm talking about. But you know, it's funny. Like, I'd seen bits and pieces, but I'd never watched a full episode.
Right. And it wasn't really for our demographic.
We were older. So it's funny, I wasn't a fan then, but I'm a fan now, and I'm mostly a fan because of, I'm trying to look right down the camera so you can see me, because of people like you, Steve Cardenas, is truly because of conventions, we've this whole other family. Like Fond and I are always going to be like family always, and then the rest of my season we got really lucky, all of us love each other like a lot. Yeah. But because of conventions, I've gotten you, Kat, Kia, Karen, JDS, like, so I'm many more other, you know, Rangers, but though you guys are like my,
yeah,
you guys are my other family. So,
it is true. Yeah. The convention world opened up that whole thing for us because some of us have never been on camera together, and yet,
now
we're like a fraternity, you know, like there's so many, like there's a very few group. You know, there's if you think about it. Yeah, well, we do. Well, I know we're always in the group chats all the time too.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you think about it, like if you think about all the billions of people on the world, there's only about 100 people in the whole world that have ever donned a Power Ranger outfit. That in all the times that all the people, you know, that have been on all the series and stuff. I mean, that's
true.
You know, I mean, that is a very small group, you know. So you should feel super, super honored that you were the Pink Ranger. And not only that, but you were like the leader, you know, of the Power Rangers and your Time Force team. So tell us a little bit about, I mean, all the fans probably know what Time Force is anyway, but maybe like in contrast to, say, Mighty Morphin or whatever, how was like Power Rangers Time Force different? How was that incarnation different and so on and so forth?
Well, that's a great question. So we got this random lucky season for political reasons. They went union. So we got these writers. They were able to write different. This is what we were told anyway, were able to play a little more and write different storylines. So what kind of set our season apart was, like you said, I was the first female leader. And then we just got all this juicy stuff to do. We were time travelers. They killed off the Red Ranger in the first episode. Spoiler alert, if you guys haven't
seen right. Yeah. For those of you who have not seen Power Rangers Time Force from 10 years ago or however long ago it was.
It's a 20-year anniversary next year.
Oh, is it really already 20 for Time
Force?
Yeah,
it's 20. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, Jesus.
Next year. So that's why, because Morphicon got pushed, you know? So we've been saying to Scott, like, well, it's our 20-year anniversary. We could do something special.
Yeah.
Look at me trying to fix my hair.
Okay. Oh, you look wonderful. I don't know about it. So actually, sorry, keep going.
No.
Oh, I know. Ask you later. No, you, because you were, okay. So, but this was like, an older team, right? I think maybe only like Michael Copan was probably like the youngest one, right? He was like more of what, because all the other Power Rangers were generally teenagers. And I know that the Time Force, you guys were like a police force, right? And you were older, right? You
were high school. Even Mikey played. So we always talk, we're not sure, because all the Power Rangers are supposed to be teenagers, but I had a fiance,
are not all things that happen to people when they're like in, you know, in high school and they're
right. Early. You're
so
not,
I figure you guys were, I always thought that this was like an older team, you know?
That's what it is. Like early 20s.
Yes.
Would be what we would think. But it's funny because I think also too why we got such fun storylines was because we didn't have to stay in the confines of a certain age group. We got to be, you know, like police officers. And
yeah, you weren't dealing with like the problems that other Power Rangers were dealing with, like homework and being inside a classroom and stuff like that.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. We were like, we were doing, you know, adult things. And it's funny though, you said Michael Copan, we had to wait for him to turn 18 to start filming.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, true. They wouldn't let anybody that wasn't 18 be on Power Rangers.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was 20. And then, and we were all about the same age. And then Jason was just a few years older.
Right. Okay, yeah. So, because Jason Font and I are the same age. Like, we're, like, only, like, a few months apart, I think. So
and that's both of you?
I also thought you guys were older, too.
Yeah, he was older than all of us.
Yeah. Okay, got it.
By a few years, yeah.
Right.
I mean, so, yeah, but I got to tell you, and both of the two of you look freaking great. Freaking great.
You can say that.
You can curse. Yeah, you can curse.
Okay, no problem. We're all family here. Even in the Twitch universe, they're all good, so it's fine. You can say whatever you want. But yes,
I gotta learn more about this Twitch, this fucking Twitch.
Well, yeah, you know, I'll tell you, Twitch is basically like YouTube for like gamers and pop culture and geeks and, you know, and everybody that's like into anything like, you know, comic book, superhero, any kind of pop culture genre thing. That's what Twitch is for. It's like a, you know, and I know like there's a lot of gamers and stuff on her, Alex, right? Sometimes
people
go on YouTube and just watch people play video games.
I've heard that's literally
what Twitch is, like, so much of it. I mean, of course, there's a lot of content like this, podcasts and how-to things and all. The same, pretty much the same kind of stuff you can find on YouTube, but it's a lot more general. I think YouTube is more generalized and this is a little bit more focused, just a bit.
Yeah, and it's growing. There's a lot of more people going, doing a lot more media on here. There's no third person, you know, nothing like that, like, you know, no middleman. So you're kind of just like building your own television show on here through Twitch, like YouTube, you know. So, but yeah.
Yeah.
Which so only means she's going to try to get on here.
Hear us now? Can the Twitch people
They could hear you and her perfectly. It was my fault. My I don't know what was happening, but
oh, so they just couldn't hear you.
Yeah. No, it was just me. Okay. Yeah. No, you guys are cool. Yeah.
All right,
no.
Good.
But okay, now they're saying they could hear all of us. I don't know if it was a Twitch problem.
Oh, good.
Yeah, but good, okay. I was
so there was so, a little glitch in the Twitch. But
there was a glitch in the Twitch in the Morphin grid on, you know. So here we go. Cool. Now that I'm being able to be heard and my beautiful voice is out here, I could ask Aaron all the hard-hitting questions like I was saying
hard hitters.
All right, so Aaron, so you that's one of the things I wanted to bring up before whatever happened with the snafu here, but you were definitely the first female lead role for Power Rangers. I spoke to Jason Font, I told him that just this during quarantine I caught up with Time Force, and due to the fact that I was in the Marine Corps, I was away in war, so I didn't get a chance to watch your season. And when I did, now you were a really strong character. Can you tell us a little bit about what went into building that character and being that strong and like there was no let up with you. You were just like, hey, I'm gonna punch you in the jaw if you mess with me, you know.
First of all, Alex, your Jersey accent is like, I love it so much. You just said like jaw, like you'll punch him in the jaw. Like, yes, I would.
Yeah, he's definitely East Coast, baby. East Coast.
I freaking love it.
Thank you.
thank you. Yeah, no, I grew up in Virginia, but then we went to New York a lot. My parents are New Yorkers. I was made in New York. That's actually my corporation name.
Made in New York.
Yeah, wait, you've seen my tattoo, right, Cardenas? Let me see if I can. I'm wearing a dress. Let me see if I can do this.
Here we go.
Let me see if I can do this.
Here we go.
We're going to superimpose her.
We're about to melt the Twitch lines right now. We're about to melt the Twitch lines. Oh,
wait,
nice.
See it?
Yeah,
wait.
We can. Oh, yeah. See it
yeah,
now.
There it is.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, there it
yeah.
is.
Yeah. It says made in New York in my parents' handwriting.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
But you were born in Virginia?
What? No. Yes, I was born in Virginia, raised in Virginia, but we went back and forth to New York.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And then I lived in New York before I lived in L.A.
I was born in Virginia too, actually. I don't know if you.
Well,
know
what?
Yeah. That's so weird.
I was born in Langley Air Force Base, Virginia.
Yeah. Wow.
Out of town.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I lived in Virginia till I was about 5 years old. Then I moved away. So I don't really know much about it. But yeah. Anyway, yeah. Sorry. That was just a little side note.
But that's what we're here for, right? It's like, yeah, it's right. Here for all
exactly.
this. I mean, I'm a fan of you and I didn't know that.
There you go. anyway, sorry. I cut your story off. Go ahead. Keep going.
No, not at all. No, I was talking about Alex's accent. Sorry, I'm drinking sparkling water. When I lived in New York, I used to just, I mean, within a day of being there, sometimes I'll be like, yeah, can I have a cup of coffee? Like,
You pick it up.
It just falls out of my mouth. I'm like, yeah. There it is.
The coffee, the bagels,
I'm
the tilted ham and cheese.
Every time I go to London, I start throwing on a British accent, and it's just horrible.
Oh, I can't wait for that.
I, I don't do. I know. I can't. We gotta like. You gotta call. You gotta call us. You gotta call
yes,
us.
Yes, please. Yeah. Call in from over there.
Yeah, and but I do that too. But I don't do British accent. I do just the inflections. So I'll speak in an American accent, but I'll go, like, do you want to go? Do you want to go to dinner? Like, I'll go up like they do at the end of their words.
Right.
Like,
yeah,
he always
I know.
Calls
me. I'm always trying. I'm like a chameleon. I'm always trying to like fit in everywhere that I go. So I try to like emulate the people around me. You know what I mean? It's like a it's a way for people to be able to relate. So, you know, I don't know, but it doesn't work very well.
I have to hear it, Cardenas. I have
to. Bloody no, absolutely not.
Oh,
it's horrible.
He let it out.
The podcast in some sort of. Well, yours is really good. Mine's very awful.
No, yeah, good.
I'm not messing around.
So, oh, my okay, God, so we're getting off on all kinds of tangents. So back to your story. Sorry, yeah. Go ahead.
Well, to Alex's question, I just had, it is Alex, right? I just got like
yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's no, Alex. Yeah.
I got. I was like, oh,
some
no,
guy.
So yes, I was the first leader, and the character was so tough, and it was so fun because it's not my personality at all, and there were moments I got to shine more of my personality through, but it was so much fun to play such a tough girl because I mean this doesn't get cast as the tough girl very often, so you know I'm kind of like the mom or the girl next door or the girlfriend or
the Lifetime movie mom, the Hallmark movie mom, yeah exactly.
I'll never stop saying how grateful I was to play Jen. So much fun. And by the way, thank you for watching, Alex. I really appreciate that.
I had to. People speak so highly about it. Then, you know, the whole, thing.
Yeah, absolutely. It's good too, like in the fact that, you know, because Power Rangers is all about diversity and it is all about celebrating empowerment and female empowerment for that. And to touch more on that, I know there's something that you wanted to talk to us too about, because you are a bit of an activist as well too with certain things, you know, and not to be sounding in a negative way in any way, but I mean, I love the way that you always encourage people to vote and all that kind of stuff like that. So I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about some of that side of what you do, because it's not all just the beautiful face, it's not all just the acting, which is all very good, but you know, tell us about some of the other things that you're doing as well.
First of all, that me throwing my head back was me going, you are such a love. The fact that you remember that I wanted to mention this, it really means a lot, because I'm trying to do everything I do online, I'm trying to have use for good. I appreciate you so much. Yeah, I mean, when the world is COVID-free and when we're not in a revolution, which I'm really encouraged about, I'm so excited, it seems like positive change is happening. You know, Paul and I are, my husband and I are such stands for education. That's kind of my normal, because I really think if you educate a person, a community, everything changes. There's possibility for everything, but otherwise, it's, you know. Yeah, so we built, as you know, we built three schools. We raised money to build three schools.
Yeah, but they were like you did them over in other countries.
Well, yeah, but we worked with kids in after school programs in America. And so we went and built two of the schools, but then the third school, we sent kids from the Bronx to go build the third school.
Wow.
Oh, okay, cool. For some reason, I thought you also, didn't you go overseas too and do one
we
of
did.
Those?
We went to Malawi for the second school and Nepal for the first school.
Right. Okay. See, now that's so cool. Yeah. See, I mean, this is like a real, like we talk about hero and people say, oh, you were my hero growing up. I'm like, you're the real, like that's real hero shit right there. You know what I mean? So like Alex and the Marines and you going over and like doing real stuff, you know? I feel like such a lump.
Don't you dare.
Oh, God, please.
I don't do stuff. I don't go build stuff.
Are you kidding? You used quarantine and created a podcast. This is amazing. Like, to me, I'm like, oh.
I tell them that all the time. I'm like, you don't understand. Like, people have fear of doing all this stuff, and they just don't want to do it, and they have the idea for so long. And just to have him on here doing this stuff, and now it's the legacy continues on his stories and everything else that he has to bring to the table.
Yeah,
but that's just me being a fan.
That's fine. I appreciate it, but yeah, go ahead.
I'm with you, and what you're giving people, like Ranger fans, and you know, and also just the fun conversation. Twitch fans, it's just a great gift. And I love that you're asking about the show and about Power Rangers, but like also asking me about me and what's important to me, because all of the stuff I do is because other people have gone, hey, I'm doing this, do you want to be involved? Or hey, I'm doing this. And I'm like, oh, that means I can do it too. So right. Like the schools, my friend was involved with this organization. So that's the reason I brought it up, was because it feels like the other things are the priority right now. But when it's allowed, we'll be back to building schools with Build On. So if you go on buildon.org, you can like check it out. You can donate. Anybody watching, you can build a school too. I promise.
Yeah. No, that's good. It's good to know people can do it. We'll make sure that we put up the website.
Sure.
We'll superimpose that on there as well, so people will be able to see it as well.
Check it out.
Yeah. So we'll put that up there as well. Yeah. And so this organization, how long have they been around? Like, you know, do they just only build schools, or do they do other kinds of like relief as well, or?
So you're just, I love you. Yeah, no, the schools is their thing. Education is their thing.
Okay.
And it was so beautiful. Like I said, they work with kids in a lot of like inner city school programs here. Mm-hmm. It's just such a great program. And then they build schools abroad. They build them, they target the most needy countries in the world, because that need education, like the most, you know, because like San Francisco doesn't need another school, but you know, Malawi needs a school. Like,
yeah, right.
It's just so it's really beautiful, and I can't talk about it enough. So when this all passes, look it up. Or if you're like, okay, after, like, I've always wanted to do something with that, because you can, it's, you just raise a certain amount of money each, depending on how big your team is. And then you can go and anyway, it's just beautiful. I could talk about it forever.
But like, yeah, no, that's but no, that's why you're
you
here.
Can talk about it for the whole show.
For sure.
If you want. We
yeah,
don't care.
Yeah.
But what I was gonna say, so people can donate. They can just donate any amount they want. Like, and they don't have to like volunteer and be. They can just hey, here's $10. You know, whatever, that kind of thing. And
yeah.
Oh, good. Okay. Cool.
Oh, I have because when we were fundraising for the schools, because we did three, we had to raise a pretty big amount, and then. But it's not as much as you think. It's only 30 something or 40 something thousand to build a school. That's everything all told.
Wow.
Because they partner with the Ministry of Education in the country.
And so they provide them.
No, the company, the country provides desks and teachers and then for Build On, make sure they have a representative from like the organization that stays in the area. Anyway, it's just amazing. But the other thing I love about it is that not only are they teaching kids, which is going to change the future, but all three of our schools, we did have adult literacy programs, which generally means the moms in the village.
Right.
So the moms are going to school with their, which is like the coolest. Seeing that, I was like, oh,
yeah.
Visited our first school. But that's for the future. So you guys put it in your heart, put it in your calendar for like next year. Whenever,
well, yeah,
you know,
I'm hoping it goes away for right now, for tomorrow, for a lot of reasons, not just for this. You know,
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
I know we're you know, you and I are itching to get to.
Yeah.
I
think it's fantastic, because you know I'll say, you know, I mean, it's like you know, ignorance and isolation are what keep people as a human race divided. You know what I mean? And so for the, you know, to out these outreach programs where you're emphasizing education and stuff, it's phenomenal, you know. And when you talk about like adult alliteration, because you know, that's something we don't even think about here in America. Like, everybody knows how to read, you know,
right?
But in other countries, they really don't. There's a lot of adults who are isolated in villages and, you know, smaller areas that don't have like access and don't have a lot of finances and things. They just don't have the ability to learn this stuff. I mean,
it's
people,
crazy. You're right, because I've seen some
2020, you know, 2019. How do people not know how to read? We can't fathom it here in America because we're so freaking spoiled, you know. So anyway,
but that's great that you even say that you're like, we're so spoiled, we have so much, and we can't even fathom how much we have until we, you know, I love that you said that, Cardenas.
Yeah.
This is one of the reasons I love you. You got such a beautiful heart. And that, I think, is one of the most important things, is just to stay thankful for, look, we're sitting here talking, on a computer? Like,
this I know. Like, I know, right? It's like people start feeling sorry for themselves that they're, oh, we're stuck inside, you know, and we can't leave. And yeah, that's tragic for sure. But you know, try being, you know, in this environment where, you know, COVID is ramping the whole world, right, and you don't even have a place to lay your head at night, you know?
I was just going to say that.
Yeah. So
I've been reading a lot about
that. It's all relative, you know?
Yeah, it is. And I think I just, yeah. So, and then, but the other thing, thank you for saying, so right now I'm just, my energy was in schools and education. And now I think guys just like get out there and vote. And I think it's important to read, you know, not just for the big one, but to vote for locally, like, you know, your local senators and Congress people. Because it's,
well, they're the ones that invoke the most change anyway. So if you want your voice really represented, it's important, you know, to go out and, you know, say who you want.
Yep. I think that's so true. And look, I got to say, some of my like dearest friends have different political views than I do.
Sure.
And not dramatically, or else I think that would be a little hard for me, but just,
we love just anyway, but yeah, still sometimes, you know, you, if you want to be getting along with somebody, your mindsets need to be the same. Your goals need to be the same, you know, or otherwise you're sort of just going to drift apart.
Agreed.
Exactly. Yeah. What? Oh, did you just say agreed?
Yeah. Sorry. I'm just here on top, you know, just.
I know. We're like pretty much leaving Alex out of the conversation. Alex, feel free to jump in. Sorry. It was just like, you know, it's like we haven't seen each other for a while. So, and we used to see each other all the time. We're just like, you know, catch up on everything. And we're just leaving poor Alex out of the whole conversation.
No, listen.
Alex probably has a shitload of questions for you. I know he has a bunch on there. So why don't you ask her some stuff and we'll shift gears a little bit here.
This is what I look like. This is what I look like, Aaron. Okay. This is what producers look like in the background, building lists and questions and stuff.
But no, listen,
I said this before, this podcast was built for exactly what you guys are doing, and the people are here to listen to exactly what you guys are talking about, and the causes and the stories and the building and everything that's happening. I'm just the bridge that comes here, puts it together. That's it. You know, I'm the technical guy. But so a couple things before we get further into what I have on here is, a lot of people are asking on the chat, like, they love you, giving you a lot of praise and love. They would like to know.
I wish I could see the chat. Hi guys, thank you for joining us.
We'll send you the link after you can read everything they've been just typing and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. Go ahead. What were some people asking?
So one of the big things here is Brazil would like to get some love from both you, Steve, and Aaron. They're asking for both of you guys to send a hug to Brazil.
Okay, well, absolutely. I mean, I've been to Brazil probably 4 times. And I'm a huge fan of Brazil. I mean, like, I've been doing Brazilian jiu-jitsu for like 17 years or however long I've been doing it. And the thing I love about Brazil is they are just as fanatical, if not more, than the American fans of not just Power Rangers, but everything culture. They love everything, you know. And you know, it's so often that, you know, it's so seldom, I mean, that, you know, that stars get to go down there. So when they have a Comic-Con, it's generally like the biggest Comic-Con in the world. It's bigger than San Diego Comic-Con. It's bigger than New York Comic-Con. You've done CCXP before too, right?
I
have never seen anything like that. Like, I mean, I've done cons all over the world and I've done nothing compares to Brazil. So Brazil, muito obrigado. We love you guys so much. You guys are always like showing love, and so we're gonna show love back. Thank you very much for that.
That's so funny. Brazil. I was gonna say obrigada.
Yeah, muito obrigado. Yep. That's right. Gotta spread the Portuguese love
also
a little bit. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, no. Sorry. No, I was just gonna say I love my Brazilian fans. Same what you said. Brazil. But also, I want to say, because of Brazil, I dream at night about pão de queijo. Do you remember pão de queijo?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like that cheese bread?
Yes. It's so good. Yeah, I mean, I love the food there, you know. And for some reason, it's like fresher, too, you know. I don't think they use all the same kind of preservatives that fat America uses, you know.
So delicious.
You know, deep fried stuff, you know. they have, you know, it's a different, a very much a you know, a native culture there. So there's a lot of the foods there are reflect that, and it's good. It's really good.
Oh, I love it. I love that.
Well, they seem to be extremely happy on the chat, and they want to know if another question here from them. You know, we're very interactive, so another question coming in from the chat is: do you guys ever age?
Oh my God.
The lights are low, honey. The lights are low right now.
I just zoomed in on my wrinkles. I can't believe I just did that. Let me back up.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I know, right? You can zoom in on my dark circles, too. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we're always our worst critics anyways. You know what I mean? Everybody always sees you differently than you see yourself. You know what I mean? So naturally, you look at yourself and you hate the way that you look, especially if you had a certain look, 20 some odd years ago, and you look at yourself now and you're like, oh, what has happened to me, you know?
Somebody won the best answer in the chat. They said she's from the year 3000, duh. So.
Oh, right. Yeah. So technically, yeah. So you look great. Yeah, you look great for not even being born yet. Incredible. You're glowing. I forgot. It's all in the future. So when you guys were in the future like that, and I know that there's the storyline with Wes and Alex, and I believe Alex was your fiance, right? And then Wes was his like reincarnate from way back when, or ancestor from way back when, or something.
I think he was his ancestor.
Right. It was his ancestor from way back when. Did you guys ever travel back into like the times of the actual when the show was taking place, or was it always in the future?
Alex came to our present.
Right, he came to the future, but I'm just saying, like, but you guys did time travel though, as a team and stuff, really, or not too much?
Not really. We kind of came from the future. Stayed and then went back to the future.
So there was a little bit of a, so as you know, I work on film and TV as well, and there was just, I'm looking at this, and one of the things that they can do is send you stuff, but you can never go back. Remember, they would send you the Zords and your ships and your weapons through a time tunnel.
Right.
And people can come to you anytime. But I was like sitting there going, all right, I'm going to download this script real quick because I'm like lost. I'm like, wait, so she can't just sneak in as the ships are going back through that time warp just to head back and maybe get some coffee from the future? Yeah. You know, I don't know.
Get some coffee. That's good.
Get some coffee. Yeah. All right. That's going to be the word of the day today. We'll see how many times we can use coffee in a...
Now I kind of want a cup of coffee.
Yeah, right. And we'll go to Brazil and get some coffee. Oh, that's the one. You drink that, like, well, that'll keep you up for the rest of your life.
Yeah,
really strong. Good stuff. Anyway, so you, sorry, so you, I know Alex has got tons of questions.
No, it's
the,
all
he's
good.
He's the geek who's got all the. He's got all. I am also
a big geek. I was actually emailing with somebody about that the other day, like a director about that the other day, about what a dork I am. So bring it on. I love geekdom.
I love it. I love it. So you take this big role as the leader of the Power Rangers, and you take yourself outside of the Power Ranger world. I know that I was looking through some of your stuff, and I remember seeing you on How I Met Your Mother. How was that like? You know, NPH will always be a legend, you know. So how was that like meeting Doogie Howser?
Well, he's going way back, isn't he?
I was just going to say, also, you look way too young to get that reference.
I'm 37.
Okay, so you also do not age.
You're right.
I would have given you a decade younger than you are.
He's got
kids that are older than my daughter, who's like 21. Like, how old are your kids, Alex?
Well, yeah, my daughter's just turned 22. Yeah, my oldest.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Legacy started young.
Yeah. There you go. Oh, good.
They're lucky babies.
Thank you. I Met Your Mother. That's awesome. And you know what's cool? So I'm like a big TV buff. I love... Especially now, this quarantine is like you can't leave your house. I'm nothing else to do sometimes. So I watch a lot of movies. I watch a lot of old TV shows and stuff.
Me too. I love it.
I'm sitting there and I'm watching House, and you were like one of the House. You were one of the patients on House. I just love seeing you in other things. You know what I mean? Because it's like, oh shit, that's my girl right there. You know, and it's so cool. I mean, but it's also just a testament too to me. You know, like, you know, even though like a lot of the parts that you're doing sometimes in some of those shows are, you know, you're not the main part of the story, but you're in these shows, and it's so cool like to see you outside of different things. You know.
And
it's like, oh, cool. But I mean, because it's because you are a good actress and you do get a lot of work. So, anyways, I wish I could take a page out of your book,
dude.
I remember I was gonna have you help me with the acting stuff. I was gonna have you help me with the movie. That remember Jason Font and I, we did a movie. We actually filmed it in Nashville too, which I think that's where you're calling us from right now, right? You happen to be in Nashville at the moment. I know you live in LA, but I think you go to Nashville, I think, sometimes for Paul. Paul does some stuff in Nashville.
Paul's work. Yeah. And then I grew up in Virginia, so it feels like so similar to how I grew up.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we love Nashville. Ugh.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, Nashville's great. I spent some time. We filmed everything out in Ashland City.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Yeah, right. We were on a big 400 acres out there out in the forest, and we were basically, Jason Font, he had a bit part in the movie as well, too, so that was pretty cool. So Font and I have been on camera together a couple times, and yet you and I have not. Unless you count this, we're on camera.
This definitely counts.
That's okay. Yeah, I'm going to count it. Hook a brother up next time you get a job.
I'm just kidding. Get a gig?
Yeah, right. Yeah, I know, right? You're like, oh, yeah, no problem. I'll just talk to the director. No big deal. People think it's that easy, but it's not. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
They're like, hey, Steve, you should be in this new Avengers movie. I'm like, how am I supposed to do that?
I was trying to get him to be Nightwing.
Yeah.
That is one of my favorites when people are like, you know what show you should be on? And I'm like, oh.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
I have many answers to that question.
Yeah. But I mean, it's like, it's kind of like just sometimes like the disconnect that people have with, you know, acting and stuff is that they just think, oh, just be on it. You know what I mean? It's like, no, it's not that simple. You know, it's you know, it's a huge process. And, you know, you're even if you're auditioning, they already have somebody else in mind. They're just going through the motions of the auditioning because they have to, you know? And a lot of times people, you know, people are already picked already, you know, and you don't never even have a shot and you don't even know it.
So Aaron,
of the things that I discovered. So anyway, sorry, go ahead, Alex.
No, what you guys are trying to say is I need to write a script and have you guys be in it together and get this thing funded.
That's how it happens sometimes. That's how it happens sometimes. Like Karen wrote our script, The Order, we were about to be on film together, you know, so that may happen still too at some point, which is cool.
I still want that to happen.
Yeah. I mean, I guess technically we did work a little bit together when we shot that trailer. We were on camera together.
Oh
yeah,
we did that one day where we were all there.
Yeah, hey. That's right. So we did work together
all
that's
around
right.
Nice,
we got the virtual five.
Yes,
virtual fives.
Now Aaron, I'm a huge geek for gaming. You were on Black Ops 2 again, as another female lead, as very well as you should be, because that's your presence and who you are. How was that like? Did you do the motion cap as well for character as well, right? How was that like? How was your experience with that game? By the way, was probably one of the best-selling games ever, still in Call of Duty history. So, you're enshrined in even more legacy stuff.
Thank you. Yeah, I got so lucky to fall into these iconic, you know, like Power Rangers and Call of Duty and Resident Evil and How I Met Your Mother, like things that are iconic that I'm just like, thank you.
Like, seriously, you are truly like forever part of pop culture in a lot of different levels, which is very cool. Yeah.
I'm really grateful. It's really funny. I'm like, I don't know how. Okay. Thank you so much. You know? But yeah, that was okay. Call of Duty, you guys, was so fun and wild because we would shoot like a day here or 2 days in a row there, but it spanned out over almost a year.
Wow.
And it was just, but it was like, if you added it all up, it was only a couple weeks worth of work, but it was just kind of so spread out. And it was crazy because I'm used to, you know, like Steve, we're actors, so we're used to like, you know, maybe three cams if it's a multicam, but like mostly two cameras, you know, doing like a master and then doing coverage and then doing...
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
turnaround and everything. Yeah,
turnaround, totally. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then freaking video games, mocap. You rehearse it, then you do it once or twice and that's it. Done. Mm-hmm. Moving on, getting going on to the next scene, because it's, they have so many cameras. So I've never
to just catch everything. Like, yeah.
It's so crazy to me. It feels like oddly like theater, like the closest thing to theater, because you rehearse and then you just do it and then it's it.
Yep. Right. Yeah. And that's one true.
Yeah. So it's like, and it's even more pressure. I remember because Call of Duty was only ever a few of us at a time, like
right.
maybe two or three of us, but Resident Evil, there was one day where there were just a bunch of people in stunts. And I just remember being like, oh, please don't let me be the one. Please don't let me be the one is the reason we have to do this again. Like, oh.
Well, and you got your hands dirty on Resident Evil as well. So another title that's just, you know, awesome. So, phenomenal. I mean, like, again, I think you're right, Steve. She's very popular. She's out there. We're going to have to give a couple. We're going to have
kidding? She was on House, ladies and gentlemen. House. I just love that. Because, you know what, for me, it's like a surprise. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't know you back then, you know, and I'm watching a rerun that's like 10 years old of something. And I'm like, oh.
And she pops
I'm
up.
Like, oh, shit, there's Aaron. You know, it's just like, it's a surprise when I watch a show and all of a sudden somebody I know pops up on it. You know?
Amazing.
I got to say, I get those all the time and it never gets old at all. I always get such a giggle out of it when I get just a random, like, a friend going, holy crap, it happened to me yesterday. A friend was like, oh my gosh, I'm watching you on my TV right now. I didn't know you did blah, blah, blah. And I'm like,
right, yeah. That's very cool.
I
think it's
so cool. I was like, oh.
Yeah. So with the gaming stuff, like Black Ops and all that, are you a gamer at all? I mean, we just asked, because I'm sure the Twitch fans want to know.
Yeah.
I'm going to say. The game?
Have you tried it at least? No. You haven't tried it.
Candy Crush? Anything on the phone?
Right. Yeah, right. Yeah. I have some games on my phone. No, listen, I only ask. I'm not a gamer either myself. I'm just wondering if, you know, but I will say this though. I was in a video game, in the Power Ranger video game when it came out, the one for Sega Genesis.
Oh, yeah.
I have played that motherfucker for sure. You know what I mean? And I've played myself. So I figured if you were yourself, you would at least like try it out one time as yourself, you know?
Dude, you know what's funny is.
Every fan was just like, that's awesome.
You know what what's funny is like, cool. They just put Eren in the one for Switch. What is it? Power Rangers, Power of the Grid or whatever, Battle for the Grid.
Oh, right. Yeah, the Battle for the Grid.
Yeah, they just added.
Battle one day, Eren. You know what? We do, we do one night a week on Friday nights on our Twitch program, because we do it. We essentially do three nights a week, right, Alex?
Yes, sir.
We do Tuesday, we do Thursday with live interviews, and then we do a Friday
or Saturday night gaming.
Friday or Saturday night, Alex gets on and games, and people just watch him game for like 2 hours and make fun of him while he games. And so maybe we should put you on Black Ops, and then maybe one time we'll bring Aaron on there, and she can actually play against you, and we'll put the whole thing live, and you guys can make fools of each other. That'd be fun.
I was just gonna say, but that'll be so bad. Bad for everybody watching, because I tried to play because they sent me, they were really nice, and they sent me like this beautiful package and this special edition of the game and blah blah, and like when it came out, like congratulations. And then I got, because of something else, I got given an Xbox 360.
Wow.
Right.
Because I didn't have a gaming system, so, and then they gave me a bunch of games. So, but it turns out the only games I can play are like the ones where I can move with control my body.
Oh,
because like Harry Potter is one of my favorites. You guys.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
Let me tell you, that is because you actually do potions, and I have like three wands because I'm a huge Harry Potter fan. Geekdom.
Love that.
So I get to like stir the potions and do spells, and that I can do. I would get on Twitch and do that. But let me tell you, I tried to control. So the reason I know I would be walking into walls and stuff is because I did. Like, and then you, like, one of them controls where you look. So I'm constantly looking at the ceiling. I can't.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I get it. It's tough.
That brings
it's
us
so hard.
That brings us to our next little segment here, talking about games. We like to have a little battle here when we have guests along with Steve. Okay.
And,
all right, so we're gonna be playing a little bit of a pop culture trivia. Little bit of mix some movies and some TV shows.
We always like to surprise our guests. We never tell them we're gonna do it, but like toward the end of the show, we have like a few minutes left on the show. We like to just say, okay, so things about the 80s and 90s, we're going to play a buzz quiz where it's like, if you get it, you just say buzz. And whatever. I mean, it's just me against you. No big deal. So, so we figure if you're down for it. If you don't want to, we don't have to because we still have tons of other stuff we could talk about.
I love you so much and I'm totally down.
Okay, cool.
Oh, all right. Okay.
So here we go. We're going to do fantastic trivia. So Alex has the questions, and the way it'll work is he'll ask, you know, some kind of a question, who was the actor who played Forrest Gump, and you have to say buzz. So whoever says buzz first gets to answer it. If they get it wrong, the other person has a chance to answer, and first person to get three right wins. So it's
wins, cool. Yeah, and you get a super grand prize.
If we're having a lot of fun, we might try a couple more, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay, what's my prize?
You get to come back on the show anytime you want.
That you crushed it on Twitch.
Yeah.
Crushed it on Fantastic Trivia on Twitch.
Fantastic Trivia.
I love bragging rights.
So, you know, so I can't ask the first question because off air I already gave it to Steve, so I'm not going to give him that point.
No, I mean, I was given like an example question. He's got several of them. So
yeah, so I got a whole list of questions. So here we go. The first one is from a 1999 film, and this film debuted a green code coming down.
Matrix.
Well,
sorry.
Buzz.
Buzz.
Get that one because you forgot to say buzz. You got to buzz it in first, then you can do it. But it's one for you.
It's
and
one for you. Yeah, one for you.
Wait,
and one, yeah.
Wait, that was a practice. You don't.
That
have
was a practice one. That was a practice one.
Okay,
we'll still give
practice.
You the. We'll still give you the point anyway. It's fine. So
are you sure?
Okay. So
yeah, we'll give you the point. Yeah.
Whatever. It's not like a real competition. So
Aaron, the reason why I tell you to take it is because he's crushed everyone that's been on this trivia show game.
Ooh.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so the second...
Like the serious face just came on. I love it. Okay, cool. All right, so 1-0. We put one up for EJ. Go for it.
All right, so this Sarah Michelle Gellar's most famous TV role in the 90s.
Buzz!
Ooh.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Look at you. She got
it. I pretty much knew that was probably going to be you. As soon as they said Sarah Michelle Gellar, I'm like, okay, if it's not Simply Irresistible, it's probably going to be Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Wow. Wow, she's on fire. She didn't even, you know.
Good
you
for you. I know. I'm not even going to get a chance. Thank
I know.
You.
Steve looked lost for a second there. All right, here we go. And if she gets this one, she wins. What 8 film Tom Cruise franchise started out in the 90s?
That Buzz.
Go ahead.
Oh, my God.
Mission Impossible.
She got it. Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my God. It's like you're so fast. Like, I can't even say buzz before the question gets finished. It's amazing. So, wow. Okay. Let's try one more. I wasn't ready. Let's try one more.
Yeah.
Let's do a couple more because we got a couple more minutes on that, and then we can move on to other stuff.
You know, trivia nights at bars? Like, one of my favorite. I love, like,
oh,
so
you
I
do those?
Games.
Yeah,
I'm not very good at them, but I love them. But, you know, also, like, games. You know what? I love games. Like, I love it. Like,
do you remember when we used to go to bars?
Whoa, what's that?
And now nobody goes to bars anymore. Do you remember when we used to go to bars to play trivia games?
What are bars?
Remember back in the day? Back in the day, 3 months ago?
Yeah.
I just turned 21, so, you know, I don't know what bars are.
All right, let's ask him more questions. Okay, right, go.
Are you ready for this? Name.
Buzz. I'm just kidding.
name the lead in Good Will Hunting.
Buzz.
Ooh, Steve actually got that one.
Matt Damon
he
and
did.
Ben Affleck.
Yes,
and they won
there
an
you
Oscar
go.
For writing that movie because they.
Wow,
won.
Look at you! Look at you! All right, here we go. 3-1.
Yeah.
3-1. Here we go. This next one here is. What is Lisa Kudrow's character's name in Friends?
Buzz.
Oh, you got it first. We'll give it to you. You got it. We went at the same time, but I think you buzzed in. Oh, we lost her. Oh,
oh no.
I guess that means I win.
Oh, she's back. She's back.
Oh, there she's back. Okay.
No!
We lost you for a second. I was like, oh, I guess that means I win. But nope, we're back. Okay, so you buzzed. Go ahead, answer.
Phoebe.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
My dad just called, by the way. Sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
That's what
no
it was.
Problem.
But
okay.
I have to tell you, he totally bought me a second. So thanks, Dad.
That's so good. She was Googling. I know that's what
oh,
she
that's
was
right.
doing.
Yeah.
Promise,
that's okay.
I promise. I was
no, no, I know. Aaron's not like that at all.
No, no.
Cool. So I don't know.
Aaron,
was there...
Aaron crushed you, bro.
Yeah, she did. She crushed.
That was insane.
Let's give Aaron a hand. Yay.
Yeah, big hand of applause here for Aaron.
We'll have the applause track going in the background
going
on that too, while she's choking to death right now on the water.
Like, 'cause I'm like sparkling water, so.
Yeah. Oh, you make your own sparkling water? I got that thing too. I just saw the bottle.
Can we just talk about what a lifesaver that thing is?
And money saver with everything.
And money saver.
Everything.
Yeah. Unless you're going to Costco, which, you know.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, so is there anything else that we missed that perhaps you would like to talk about before we end the show? Like, you know, we got time. So, like, we mentioned the stuff about being able to donate, and I'm gonna get all that info from you later tonight, so that way I can add it onto the video.
Thank you.
Of course.
And vote. Go to vote.org. I've also keep posting about different places that, you know, make it easy. You can vote by mail now. But read. And if you don't feel like reading, and I want to offer this up because I know a lot of people are daunted by it and they're like, well, I just won't vote because I don't really know. You guys, I'm sitting in my office window and a whole bunch of birds just went over and it's really pretty.
Thanks for describing it to us. It's like, oh, Instagram's down. Just describe your lunch to me.
That's wow. Steve, that was good.
Also, you know, my family, like, my dad says he wants to get me a shirt that says, I don't have ADD. Look, a squirrel.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So, my God.
Yeah, so I know, right? It'd be a good shirt. But yeah, so vote.org. So if you're like me and if it's not part of your nature to like go out and read every candidate's thing, every whatever, what I do is I ask my three fartest friends to just break it down for me and who are they voting for and why.
Oh.
And I get everything they vote for and why. So I just kind of collect information that way because I trust them and I trust their opinions and why. And sometimes right. they're not the same and I have to like go, okay, well, I think.
And sometimes you don't think that biased you in any way, like you, to not like do some of the research for yourself too, though, or you.
I mean, to me that feels like doing the research,
right.
but it just feels like. Yeah. Because they're super, I don't know, that feels, it feels right to me, but
right.
I just
I'm just going to, I mean, because I don't know the process, because I've never asked, I never try to get too political with my friends and stuff, which is why I keep most of my friends, because I generally don't, and of course on our shows and stuff, I never like to get, you know, talk religion or politics too much. I mean, yeah. maybe someday we can, you know, we can delve into that kind of stuff, but, you know, some of those things sometimes do divide. And, you know, my goal yes. here is to always try to bring people together a bit. So
me too.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, so it's one thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Sorry. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You don't have to say who you want to vote for or anything like that. But I always do, you know, I think it's encouraging to get people to do that, because if, you know, if you want to be represented properly, you've got to make your voice heard. So I totally get that and I agree with that. But generally when I'm doing these kind of forums, I generally don't throw too much religion in or politics. So I never know what people's views are and it wouldn't sway me either way sometimes. But that's why I'm curious and asking you all this stuff, because I want to be informed as well too.
Oh, you're the best, honey. Thank you. I thank you. Yeah. I'm just doing the best I can too. I think we all are. So, and for me asking, you know, the people I trust, otherwise, you know, reading, Googling from people, you know, that you trust, like finding out,
right.
you know,
yeah, I mean, because there are forums out there, you know, which, you know, yeah. they fit your form of thinking and you'll be able to find them. And, you know, that's another way to get really well informed. But I think the most important lesson to take from all of this is that education in general, you know, whether it be, you know, for reaching out to other countries and building schools and getting them educated yeah. or to getting yourself educated in some of these things is probably the general theme of things tonight, which is, I feel, probably like a pretty important thing, right? Get educated, folks.
Well, listen, I follow Erin now, and Erin has a great activist mindset, right? There's a lot of positive and a lot of great posts that she's posting out there. Stuff that, you know, how the young kids like to say, keeps you woke. You know what right. I'm saying?
Yeah. So tell everybody how they can follow you and stuff. So that way, you know, if they're only seeing, you know, on the first time, they don't know where they can follow you. Tell everybody where to go so they can read all about all of your good stuff you're doing.
Word.
Oh, thank you. I'm at the Erin Cahill on, I think, all the social media handles, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, And I really try and post, like, there's a lot going on right now. And speaking of education, I think it's really important. We're all educating ourselves right now, like, about what's happening in the revolution. And it's really, really an exciting time. So read. If you don't know what to do, I try to keep posting suggestions or things I'm reading or places you can donate if that's something you is available to you. Or, you know, I thank you for saying that, Alex, because I try to use my page as for fun and share, but also as a place to where you can learn, you know, just like I learn from the people whose pages I love and respect. So
sure.
Thank you. And yeah. I just want to say to each and every fan, I know I'm sorry, I'm talking a lot, but I just want to say thank you so much for being our fans, because I know, Steve, I know you feel the same way. We have,
of course,
the best fans in the world, in the whole world. So each and every one of you watching, thank you so much. And I'm, from my heart to yours, sending you love. And Cardenas, Alex, thank you for having me. Cardenas, I'll do anything for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Amazing. Yeah, no, it's as always, it's so much fun talking to you, and the time just flies by so fast as a result. And anyway, yeah, I mean, it's already been, like, you know, a full hour, so that's amazing. And I know I kind of short noticed you with it, so I appreciate you, like, taking the time to come on, but we need to catch up soon. So I don't know, I imagine you'll probably be in Nashville for a little while. I think maybe in a couple of weeks I'm gonna go to LA. I'll let people know more about it, and I post on Instagram. I'm going to be doing some very small, very, like, intimate, like, meet and greets, you know, everybody mask up, please. And you know, doing some small reach outs to some comic book stores in LA in a couple of weeks. So I'll give people some more info on that, but I don't think you'll be back then by then, right? You'll probably still be. Oh, you might? Okay, cool. Well, maybe we can say hi from a distance.
I would love that.
Okay, cool.
Everybody, wear your masks.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
For sure.
I'll keep everybody posted on all that. But anyway, again, you know, from Alex and I and everybody, all of our fans that are watching on the Fantastic Duo Show, Aaron, thank you so much for coming on. We really appreciate it. And as always, you're such a great sister. I appreciate it. So thank you.
Thank you so much. Love you,
Cardenas. Okay.
Yeah, appreciate that. And so, guys, ladies and gents, it's that time of the night, you know, where we must say goodbye, but no need to fret, because we'll be back again this Thursday with
Yeah, this
Karen
Thursday
Ashley.
We'll actually have Karen Ashley as we continue through the Women's Week thing. Karen Ashley on with us next week, and we'll really delve into the 25-year reunion.
And by the way, Aaron, your legacy, you're the first female to come on the show. I mean, you just continue to break barriers.
Yeah,
so.
We've already had like 12 shows, and it's been like all dudes the whole time.
All
so,
dudes.
Yeah, you're the first
dudes.
Yeah. So anyway, we're very excited about that. So,
yeah,
thanks for that.
Being the first.
You a trailblazer, girl. You a trailblazer. We appreciate it.
And last but not least, we want to thank everybody on the chat room really quick. Everyone who subbed today, really amazing. Thank you so much. And everyone who sent us bits and whatnot, we love you all. Thank you. This is what we're here for. And I'll let Mr. Steve here get us out.
All right. Well, as always, guys, let's may the power protect you, and let's stay safe out there, guys. Have a good one. Thank you.
Thank you.